Hi, this is Brother Scott with another Truth Time, Look in the Book. Today is part 10 in my series, Bible Keywords and Meanings A to Z. We move on to the letter C. The word today is called, which coincides with predestined. Romans 8:29-30. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans 9:24. Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles? 1 Corinthians 1:23-25. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Galatians 1:6-8. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. A claim of Calvinists is that God pre-selected who will be saved. God does know who will be saved and who won't, but that in no way means he chooses who will be saved and who won't. No, it just means he knows. God's knowing future events and God orchestrating future events are not the same. Let's reference 1 Timothy 2:4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? Because it's God's will that all men be saved, how can Calvinists say he only predestined a few? Can you imagine God saying something like, my will is that all men be saved, but I'm going to prevent some from being saved. All and some are different. Now let's look at Romans 5:18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Did you catch it? Not a few, but all. God has not elected a few special people unto himself while overlooking some others. The called and predestined in this context are those that are in Christ. So it's the whosoever shall believe. Can the saved members of the body of Christ say that we're predestined and called? Absolutely. Can we say we believe in predestination? Again, absolutely, but it's not predestined prior to hearing Ephesians 1:13, which reads, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. It's hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, and now being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The individual is not predestined. Christ and his body are. And then we have our Calvinist friends who actually believe everything that happens has been orchestrated by God, even though God tells us that is not true in his word, plain as day. Luke 10:30-31. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now listen to this. verse 31. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. There came down a certain priest that way by what? Predestination? Orchestration by God? No, by chance. This account tells of several free will choices, including a free will choice by the man to be there at that time, a free will choice by the thieves to beat and rob the man, a free will choice by the priest to walk that way. How do Calvinists miss this? In 2 Samuel 1:5-6, we read about another example of something happening by chance. And David said unto the young man that told him, How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And the young man that told him said, As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. As I happened by what upon Mount Gilboa? By predestination? By orchestration by God? No, again, by chance, a free will choice by that young man. To recap, the called and predestined are not called and predestined prior to hearing Ephesians 1:13. And God knows what is going to happen, but he does not supernaturally orchestrate what happens in our daily lives. As always, I urge you to be like the noble Bereans and search the scriptures rightly divided to see if what I am teaching is true. So, before I go, please hear me out. Life on this earth is short. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. That's James 4:14. So how many times have you asked yourself, where did that last 10 years go? Or 20 or 30 or 40 years, etc. And now you have the two most important questions in life to ponder. Forever be with the Lord, or tribulation, judgment, and wrath. So heck, how can I be saved, you ask? Please listen carefully to the Word of God. Ephesians 1:12-13. That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And referencing Jesus Christ, Romans 4:25 says, Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And what is the gospel of your salvation? Notice the words, the gospel, in verse 1 that our Apostle Paul declares unto us. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And 2 Corinthians 6:2, For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, we all need hope to get through this life, because it can be difficult at times for all of us. So look at the hope you will be able to look forward to, but only if you are saved. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Finally, God himself longs for each and every one of us to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Please don't delay. Today is the day of your salvation, if you so choose. This is Brother Scott with another Truth Time. Look in the book.